and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
And I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special guest. You know her as a proud member of IOTSI Local 705. It's Natalia Gattini.
Yay. Hi. Happy to be here today.
On my turf.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're happy to be here. You invited us to your studio. That's why there's nude forms behind us.
If you guys have noticed, there's a couple of hotties in the background.
So, a couple of babes, naked babes.
That's Jeremy Piven.
I don't know
what's up with her.
Well, we gotta give her a story.
Yeah.
We'll come up with it later. But you look like you really want to say something.
Is that what Jeremy Piven looks like downstairs as well?
Jeremy Piven wishes.
Honestly, I don't know. Disclaimer, I've never seen Jeremy Piven's drunk, nor do I ever wish that upon myself.
Wink.
Amen. Wink.
Just a note, Gabe doesn't have a mic because I forgot to bring him a cable. But he will be jumping in from time to time. So if you're ever screaming for Gabe, just say Gabe, Gabe, Gabe in the comments.
And he'll read it.
Gabe's also reading the comments, and he's going to yell at us if you guys are, like, you know, saying something to us.
Who all's here?
We've got at least a 1 to 2 dozen people. Between 1 and 2 dozen people.
Wow. What, like 13?
In the room. Maybe like 13.
Baker's dozen?
Yeah, Baker's dozen.
Well, and a couple other people in the room with them, probably.
Yeah, so each person, like, probably has a wife, husband, partner,
mom,
a couple of kids, and maybe a dog, cat, or both.
Maybe so
we can
count. Phone.
Yeah. We could multiply that number by at least like 6 or 7.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to, in a minute, we're going to watch the already hit film Space Jam, A New Legacy.
Twitter's favorite.
Yeah, but first, let's just talk for a second with our lovely guest, Natalia.
Happy to be here again. Sorry.
You're so really happy to be here.
I'm usually behind the camera and not in front of it.
So you worked on this movie.
I did. I worked on this movie in 2019 for 6 months of my life. And we
that you'll never get back.
Amen. So in 2019, we were like, oh my God, isn't it amazing? This is going to come out in like 2021. What's the world going to be like?
Yeah, you had no idea.
Like, what kind of pants will they be wearing? You know?
Space pants.
So just
God,
know.
We were so stupid back then.
Just know that a lot of thought went into this movie, okay? Like, a lot of thought.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, I thought you just meant like, what would the world be like when the movie was released?
Well, that, but mostly for the outfits, because our thought was like, once this comes out, LeBron and his son have to still look like they're part of the modern world.
You know? Oh, that's interesting. Mm. So, I never thought about that. You kind of have to be psychic a little bit about where fashion's headed.
A little bit like of a trend manager.
Big pants. Is that what you went with?
We went waistlines all the way up, baby.
Oh,
right
wow.
up to the nips.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. I have a question. What was it like working with LeBron?
LeBron was great. Really professional. Weirdly enough, I did my very first job that got me into the union with LeBron. It was a Nike commercial.
Amazing.
And this was my first time being the pattern maker of like a really big movie with multiple people working with me. And he was like, honestly, there's nothing bad I can say about him.
Oh,
amazing.
Well, think of one thing. No, I'm just kidding.
Legally, she can't.
Yeah, she signed a strict contract.
<He's right there.
laughs> So for those who don't know, can you explain, you are a pattern maker.
I am. I'm a local 705 union pattern maker fitter.
So what exactly does that entail?
So I'll get hired by a costume designer who will bring me on to show me what her vision is for the show. And she'll usually either illustrate or hire an illustrator to kind of come up for the look of the movie or TV show. And then I will look at the drawings and figure out how to make that happen. And so I'll take the measurements of the people and make the patterns and cut out the fabric. And then I'll have a team of stitchers put it all together and then choose trims and everything. So from soup to nuts.
Mm. Literal nuts.
Yeah.
I have a question. What was it like? I'm going to do that in front of every question. Excuse me. Can I ask a question,
yes,
please?
Yes, of course, please.
What was it like working with Lola Bunny?
She was a dream. Every day, she showed up full of enthusiasm.
Is she even in the second one?
I have no idea, actually.
Gabe's saying yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We saw her drawings. They said
that's right.
Yes.
She looks so real.
I'm glad. She was way too sexy.
So I say we just get into this, and if you guys don't mind, we're just gonna kind of talk. And Natalia, please, if you're like, oh, I remember that outfit or this guy or whatever, feel free to just like interject.
Cool.
We're gonna be talking over the movie the whole time, pretty much.
And if anyone has any questions that are not totally inappropriate, like all of Akana's.
I'm a great interviewer. Okay?
I'm happy to answer
Werner Herzog who?
Herzog who?
Yeah, feel free to ask questions to Natalia, any of us, really, if you want me to answer what LeBron was like.
The general consensus in the chat right now is that it rules that you met LeBron.
He was a sweetheart.
It does.
It rules.
I hope each and every one of us meets LeBron.
Look, Natalia can't say it, but she touched his butt. She touched LeBron's butt. She measured that ass.
Professionally.
She can't talk
Savannah,
about this legally.
Do not get in here in our intervention. That's his wife.
Natalia's a complete professional.
Absolutely.
But you know Agata and I were texting her the whole time being like, what is that ass like? And she's like
FaceTime calls, FaceTime call tonight.
She won't even give us the measurements, but that's okay. I'll imagine.
We'll figure it out on the Jeremy Piven doll.
It's Greg says, blink twice if his butt was nice.
She blinked!
She's, her eyes closed
Wait,
for a long time.
She fell asleep for a second.
Oh, I don't know what just happened.
Oh,
okay.
No. She had a vision like Raven.
Gabe, you want to...
right into that ass.
Wow. You went back for a minute.
It's just like a sitcom where it's like... Oh, Gabe's got the drop, but he's too busy to drop it. So I'll just do it myself.
Natalia? Natalia! You're like, what? I was just in the ass for a minute.
It's hard not to get lost in there.
Okay. Are we ready?
Okay, we'll
count down and you're going to essentially sync with us, hit play with us.
Pull up HBO Max right now.
Yeah. Get it started. Maybe pause us for just a second while you remember your password.
Maybe you guys can like describe what's happening just during the first few seconds so people can see like, this is the, Universal logo.
Cool.
It's okay. We have a lot of
Warner
practice.
Brothers.
That's embarrassing, Gabe.
Cancel Gabe. Cancel Gabe.
Can you turn the projector just a little bit? Yeah, perfect. Perfect. We're watching this on a big screen. Natalia, let us use her projector. Honestly, this whole space is amazing. You have a really cool studio here.
Thank you so much. It's honestly a direct link from having done this movie to realizing how much I like to run a whole team of people making amazing work.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
All right. Are you ready, Gabe? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, play!
Okay.
There's
the WB logo.
The Universal logo.
Do you think water's in that tower?
Animaniacs. Animaniacs are in there.
Yakko, Wacko, Dot,
Dacko,
Wag.
Wag.
What does that mean? Okay, this woman who was in the Mindy Project. She's talking to a kid.
Can we get captions?
Uh-oh, it paused for a second. Gabe's doing captions. Playing again.
Okay. Hey, Bron.
That's LeBron.
You forgetting something?
That's LeBron, you guys.
That's LeBron as a child.
Yeah, it's also like 100 degrees outside while they're shooting this. And they're all wearing jackets and like hyperventilating.
Oh, no. This is supposed to be Ohio, I imagine.
Yeah.
Ooh, ghetto superstar.
Gabe's dancing. You guys are missing it.
Oh, my God. Gabe's a good dancer.
Yeah, he is.
1998, Akron, Ohio.
These jerseys were a nightmare.
Oh, no. The Wolves jerseys?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yes. Game Boy. I had that Game Boy.
Me too.
Malik doesn't give a shit about winning. He just wants to play Game Boy.
I like that.
Wait, was there a Bugs Bunny game?
I guess.
If you know, tell us in the comments if there was a Bugs Bunny Game Boy game.
During this scene,
yeah,
there was an earthquake. I don't know if you guys remember the July earthquake that happened in 2019. Yeah, and when they were shooting the scene, the whole huge earthquake happened and they kept shooting.
What the fuck?
That was the same day that they announced Kawhi was being traded to the Clippers.
Yes. And I was at the drawing room and the bottles were all shaking.
Yeah.
And I was watching a certain Hollywood Handbook host, Cats.
That makes it sound so mysterious.
It was Sean Clements' cats.
he's a man with five cats.
Yeah.
So it's a real cat party at that house.
And I just, as we were shaking around, I just looked into the eyes of one cat and she was like, "What, dude, chill."
It's California.
Yeah.
That's nice.
God, I wish someone would say that to me.
No one's ever mentioned that to me.
No one's ever been like, you could be talented at anything.
Imagine someone being like, you're not allowed to play Game Boy. You
I
gotta
wish
play
somebody
basketball.
Would do that, like come over to my house and be like, get the fuck off the couch.
You could be a one in a lifetime. If you talent. Just stopped playing Stardew Valley.
You threw it away.
That pizza what the box fuck? Is great.
That's so fucked
Those
up.
Those are expensive.
Little Bron.
That's so cute.
That's
oh
cute.
God. Oh my God.
Oh, look at him.
Cutie.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. We're watching highlights.
All right.
Hell yeah.
So there's a lot of like brand new animation that was created and this movie used it before anybody else. So
like animation technology?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit closer. Yeah.
It'll like mix 2D and 3D animation and
oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
We also had these suits that you could do motion capture while you were wearing clothes on top of them. So
oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to be in a skin tight green suit.
And you could get the shot of them wearing the clothes at the same time that you're getting the shot of the motion capture.
Okay.
Which is cool.
So Zendaya's in this as well.
Yeah.
And she was also Michi. And
I've heard
LeBron
I've heard
James
that, yeah.
was Kwangi or whatever.
Kwangi.
Kwangi.
I think she probably was added after me because I never got to meet her.
Oh, bummer.
Because they did some reshoots last summer in 2020. Oh.
It's hard to hear you over the sound.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
you're good.
I'll turn it down.
Just a tiny bit.
It's also just this, like, jamming song.
No, yeah, I think it's fine. I think
also,
just,
you can, like, eat the mic
yeah,
a little
beep,
bit. Well, no, okay.
Gabe, it's fine.
Yeah. But just, like, get up on it real close.
Put your teeth on it.
In the age of COVID, though?
Sorry.
But
we gotta make good content.
The three of us tongue all the time. So
yeah.
That's
true.
And you
we
and
know
me
we don't.
Tongue, so yeah. We basically all
tongue.
You know how the kids say tongue-in and we tongue? You know how that's a cool thing to say?
You French, bro?
You went a tongue after school?
Hey, bro, you French?
Do you remember what a big deal it was, your first French kiss?
No.
I really? Do. I remember my first.
I don't remember anything.
Such a huge deal.
Brian Brown outside of a birthday party on the sidewalk.
I believe.
Mine was with this guy, Evan, at in the little pool like cat closet thing where you put
damn that's very like Fast Times at Richmond High.
Oh yeah. The pool like changing room or whatever.
No, it's just like where the pump is.
Oh
It's not fancy.
The pump room in more ways than one.
Ooh, hello.
I believe this is at LeBron's house.
Damn,
at his actual house.
Must be fucking nice.
And you should watch how much this kid grows. Like, this is at the very beginning of shooting. I think this was, like, our first shoot day.
So,
I made that hoodie that he's wearing.
Damn!
Wow.
That's a nice weird hoodie.
Is that his son?
Yes.
But it's not his real son.
No.
But
no.
Don't you think it's kind of a bummer? Because he has a son who's very like animated and theatrical and
is
on
he
TikTok.
That age?
He might have been a little younger.
I don't think he probably wants his
he's not an actor
son. Yeah, this kid is like a theater guy. He had never done a movie before.
Ooh,
whoa
His whole family was really nice too.
These are not his kids' real names even.
I don't think so. I don't think
Dom and Darius? No way.
No.
Dom is a tribute to Fast and Furious, I think.
Absolutely.
I think Gabe's right.
Because it's his family.
That makes sense.
Gabe, you're too far away. You got to come sit next to us. Squeeze in here.
Yeah. It's true. So, like, this is a direct tie from the Game Boy scene. You know?
Are they asking for Gabe?
Gabe, I'm bullying him into Gabe coming closer.
Who's
Savannah?
This is my favorite. It's Sonequa Martin-Green from Star Trek Discovery. She's amazing on that show. Also on The Good Wife in the early seasons.
Absolutely. I love The Good Wife.
Oh, this is like a classic callback to the original Space Jam.
Yeah.
All those Michael Jordan family picks.
Now this is Gabe's favorite movie since there's a Star Trek lady in it. Agata has these cookies. They're like really thin, delicate lemon cookies. So good. We were snacking on them.
I'm making everyone eat them.
She literally forced it into my mouth.
That view, though.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Is that really his house?
I think so.
What? I would never let anyone film in my house.
Not even if they paid you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But you hear horror stories about them, like, having to drill in places and whatever. I don't know.
Are you talking about the shoot that happened in my building?
No, but that too.
This whole movie is basically a Warner Brothers commercial.
Well,
they're definitely going to have the Animaniacs. This is just like Chekhov's water tower.
Well, and there's like a bunch of Warner Brothers properties in this.
All of them.
Like the trailer shows. So if they don't have the Animaniacs, that's a huge snub, right? Okay, Serververse. Apparently it's a whole universe of servers. We're seeing Don Cheadle. How's the Cheeds? How's working with him?
You know, it's working.
Okay.
He is an actor that I very much respect.
Mm. He's a great actor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's that?
Pete.
Never heard of him. I thought it was the aunt from An Ant's Life.
Oh, you mean Woody Allen? Oh no, that's aunt.
That aunt got canceled.
Only Don Cheadle could
was
say that.
Woody Allen in that movie?
Ants.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's kind of pretty.
Yeah, it seems chill.
Yeah, I like the serververse.
I'd be fine there. Pete seems cool.
Pete is adorable.
I wonder what Cheadle was imagining when he was acting across a tennis ball or whatever.
Oh my god. It probably wasn't a tennis ball. It probably was like a man in a green screen.
It's
suit.
Andy Serkis.
Yeah, basically.
I love this picture of LeBron. So
King.
Good. Anyone have any favorite Don Cheadle performances?
Ugh. I love Black Monday.
I truly love every show he's on. I love House of Lies before it got really bad.
I never saw that.
He's so good in that.
If he's on something, I'll probably watch it just because he's on it.
Yeah.
Look, you know how when you get an email and a giant envelope pops up?
You've got mail.
Sarah Silverman? What the heck?
This was on the very last day of shooting.
Did you have anything to do with that blouse?
I did. I altered that blouse.
Nice.
Because we didn't know who that was going to be. So, you know, like all the stars come in at the end and do their little cameos.
So you just got a giant
Hollywood
blouse.
Magic. This is how it works.
Yeah.
The stars come in at the end.
I thought he was photographing like a piece of poop.
100%
snake. God, it must be wonderful to be that rich.
I know,
it's
seriously.
Supposed to be 2021.
Yeah.
God, I wish we had this technology.
Damn, must be nice.
This is what Elon Musk does every night.
Remember when your parents would walk in your room and you were...
and you were baiting.
Coding.
Oh, I was always like writing my journal. Like a dork.
Dumball.
I shared a room with my sister, so I never had any privacy.
That sucks.
Dumball. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, it was...
Dumball.
Dumball's cool.
I went to high school in Tomball, Texas.
Nice.
Dumball, Texas.
More like Dumball.
After this movie comes out, they're going to change the name.
I think they should change the name.
Tomball, Texas, in it.
Tomball, Texas. Wait, in it.
That's a British person going to Tomball.
Is this Tomball, Texas, in it?
Wait, is Jimmy Butler from Tomball, Texas? You
apparently.
And Jimmy.
What?
Did you go to high school with Jimmy?
Oh, that's right. I have seen that in his Wikipedia page.
Wait a second. I think I did a commercial with him once and we talked about this.
Oh.
Really?
It was a... like a Verizon commercial or something.
Do you have to make some cowboy boots for him?
No, I went in because he had to wear an undershirt and they couldn't find any tall undershirts. So they had to buy like extra, extra, extra large. And I had to like thin it down. And
make another.
And he layer. Was like.
Did you touch his butt? Someone wants to know.
I can't talk about that.
Professionally
can't
only.
Talk about that. But he was like, oh my God, I didn't know you could do this to shirts. And I was like, do you have a shirt on you that you would want me to alter? And I did. And
oh, that's so nice of you.
He was on the phone with someone and we ended up talking about Texas. And I figured out that we both were from the same area.
That's so cool. Cute.
So weird.
He seems like a fun guy.
He was really nice.
The thing that is translating, which we already know, is that LeBron is corny. He's very corny. He just dabbed. He did a dab.
He dabbed.
Adorable.
Wait, so he's being... I missed that because I was talking about Tomball, but was he just being corny with his son?
I think that the gist is that Dom Ball wants to go to hacking camp or whatever.
Don't
and
we all?
Dumball Senior, Mr. LeBron, wants him to go to basketball camp.
Dumball Senior.
This is like the ultimate hacking movie.
Yeah, this is like a reboot of the movie Hackers.
This is also very meta because we literally did this. Like, we literally scanned extras to be in this movie.
Wow. Why is he being Mr. Freeze?
Because the server wants to kidnap him to get the most views or whatever. Like, the server is thirsty for views because it's, like, sad that nobody is, like,
social media is taking over the world. Yeah.
Oh, isn't this a metaphor for just society
for
in general?
For society, for technology.
How shitty we've been.
Wow.
For how movies and consumerism.
Maybe capitalism. Instead of clicks, get hugs. Maybe instead of views, get smiles. I don't know.
Sorry. How many times are we going to see the God! WB logo?
Oh, if we drank every time, even if it was just water, we would die.
I just, oh my God, because I saw Steven Yeun's beautiful face.
He is so hot.
He's honestly in the fridge. Yeah. Sorry, Gabe was trying to be so nice and like motioning, and I just blurted out. But he is so cute and sweet. And if you haven't seen Minari,
oh, so good.
Everyone should go see it.
Listen, I have to address the elephant in the room. I know his jacket sleeve is way too short. I know.
Oh.
I brought it up. I tried to fix it.
You know, I had seen it on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right? I'm sorry. I let you down. I'm sorry.
On Rotten Tomatoes, they were like, great movie, but I got to dock it a couple tomatoes because of his suit jacket sleeve.
Sorry, LeBron. I should have pushed more.
God, look at Steven Yeun.
He's so hot.
Oh, no. The algorithm said.
Oh, no.
I love Don Cheadle. I feel like he might be, like, the best part of this movie.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Don, but you're a fucking kid, so shut the fuck up. That's what Don Cheadle's thinking.
He's like, I like that kid. He talks nerdy.
Oh, did you guys hear that? That was Gabe opening up a frosty brew.
Glug, 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 glug.
Pouring a big Guinness. He's not really drinking Guinness, I lied.
Jenna says grip it and rip it. Why is Dom at this meeting? Did we know?
Oh,
or did he arrange this meeting?
No, they were hanging out, I think. And LeBron was like, come with me.
Mm.
You know, Deus Ex Machina.
So did you measure Steven Yeun's butt or?
Yeah.
No, sadly, but I did alter the suit. We did not make this.
Okay.
I can tell you where you could buy this suit, and they make a lot of suits like this one, and it's amazing. And I think his pants are Gucci.
Ooh.
Jeans, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're like mirror glazed.
What?
That's actually a bakery thing. But
they do it to pants now, too.
Yeah, it was the pants were actually covered in that glitter paint.
He's getting evil now.
Warner Brothers. There's a Warner Brothers logo.
Should we count? Wow. Should someone keep count?
I do feel like we should sip every time or something. I mean,
All right, let's do it.
I do. I mean, it's a sparkling mango hard seltzer. That's what I'm drinking. What are you drinking?
Drinking a Spindrift.
Nice.
Same.
It's good.
I already finished my hard seltzer.
I love it when there's an elevator scene in a movie. Like, give me an elevator in a movie. I'm
Why?
Set. So much can happen.
I love when there's a horny elevator scene.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite.
Whoa. Like every Christmas movie Ooh, ever.
Oh yeah, of course. But also Drive. Remember that horny scene? In
no,
Drive?
I need to watch that again.
Oh man. Somebody has to know what I'm talking about.
Boop, 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 boop.
Natalia, you're a big Christmas movie fan.
Mm-hmm.
What's one off the top of your head that you could recommend?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's bad, but like I recommend it. Anyway, yeah, Warner Brothers, if you just get off on the wrong floor, it's just rows and rows of servers.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Uh-oh, mom's gonna be mad.
Daddy, no. Daddy, don't yell. Daddy, don't preach.
Man, Dom is being seduced by the servers.
That's the youth these days.
Yeah,
you know, that's true. They like gram so hard they're gonna get sucked into the thing.
Instead of servers, maybe try
trees. Just try trees, see how it fits.
I was gonna say try surfing.
What in the Matrix, TM? Hell.
Was there really a TM?
No.
So What in the Matrix Hell was actually in the trailer. I knew that was gonna come. I hated it in the trailer. Didn't like it that much here either.
Dominic Toretto.
Dominic Toretto James. That's his full name.
That's gonna be my son's name.
Yeah. Wait, James is his last name too?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I think we're digitized. Ooh.
You know I'm claustrophobic. You know who they are, dude.
Allie G?
It is weird that they decided to name him that.
They own that property, apparently.
Oh no, this is the Gucci suit.
Oh,
it's this a jean. It's basically like a twist on the Canadian tuxedo. Mm.
This is the mirror glazed.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you'll get to see bugs real soon, but they're about to get sucked into the water tower. No spoilers. I think if anybody's ever seen a movie before, I feel like we know where this is going.
Sure, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle's not that very tall, but he's like respectably tall. LeBron is extremely tall.
I mean,
as we all know.
Yeah.
He doesn't like, look that short next to LeBron. I was wondering if he was like on an Apple box or something. I mean, they're floating
jeans,
in space, but
boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her.
They do use Apple boxes, but they're called Apple boxes, but they're not literally like they're made for production now.
Yeah, there's like there's one Apple box and then there's a half Apple size. So you can ask for like, oh, I need like a 2 apples and a half apple.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we only need 1.5 apples right now.
That's jargon. That's part of the gatekeeping. That's keeping this whole community together.
Oh, no. You don't even want to know what clothespins are called.
Oh boy.
I can't see the chat. So can you read some stuff?
It says, Agata is a beautiful angel.
Oh, thank you.
Please
so
tell
much.
Her.
Yeah.
You have to keep us informed, Gabe.
Tom Guff, aka Inotis, says there's always a bunch of extra apples on movie sets.
They're boxless.
I don't know. Somebody just did an angel emoji.
Oh, is it because I said that Agata is a beautiful angel?
Is that me?
Because
that's Agata.
That's Agata.
It looks like Agata.
I feel like Anastasia can see it, so
she can read the good stuff that comes into.
Gabe's making me do this work. Just kidding. No,
Gabe
I'll do
refuses.
It. I'll read it.
He came all the way to LA and he refuses to be on camera.
I kind of feel like Pete is like related to the paperclip in Word.
Tom Guff, your comment did not bomb. I laughed. I just wasn't mic'd up. You might have heard a distant cackle in space.
Here we go. Here we go.
Whoa, oh my
Fasten
God.
Fasten your pants or whatever.
No. Fasten your seatbelt. You work in clothing. And
fasten your.
Is fasten your pants like the term that y'all use instead of fasten your seatbelt?
Yeah. Because our pants are always unfastened.
Button up that fly.
The Matrix. What in the Matrix, Sam Hell?
Why did the Matrix have to have a sign? Nothing else did.
I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Daddy's home.
And what's up, Duck?
Nike logo? No.
Yeah, I mean, there's too many Nike logos.
What the
Nike,
fuck?
Daddy Nike paid for this movie, okay?
Yeah, I guess so.
Daddy Nike gets to put his little logo wherever he wants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I did not like that. Rude. Is Kevin Hart in this?
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Not to my knowledge.
No, but he got a joke just for him.
They
I mean, Warner Brothers. Everybody
makes fun of Kevin Hart for being short. That's like a running.
Long-running
joke.
I've never heard that before.
Honestly, it's hacky now.
It's in many movies and like.
They should make fun of him for being not funny.
That's how I feel.
But that would hurt more, like, I feel like.
Didn't they do a Comedy Central roast of him? Or was he on someone else's roast?
I think he's been on other people's.
Yeah, because I feel like I feel like every time he's been on a roast, it's all just people calling him short.
Nanny McBee said LeBron is actually Khaleesi's nephew.
They're gonna fuck. Yeah. Wow, Bugs is here.
He would.
Jenna finally got her Bugs.
I could see why it took them a whole 2 years to make this movie.
They're all, it's already very complex.
Yeah. I do really like the Looney Tunes cartoons. I remember watching them when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too. One thing me and my sister used to do to each other is we would go behind and like massage each other's heads and say, "Monsters have such interesting lives," which is from a Looney Tunes cartoon. I also loved Tiny Toons Adventures.
Oh,
do you remember
me too.
That?
Yeah. Oh, this is a classic cartoon, like you're driving down a hill. Very goofy movie.
Oh, yeah.
We're big fans of goofy movies.
Huge fans of the goof.
Gorsh.
I've never seen it.
That's...
But I'm old.
That's... very sad to me because it's so good.
Toons are basically the billionaires of America.
Huh?
He's like, I can survive anything. And he just jumped off of a crashing truck.
LeBron turned into a basketball much like Chris Paul does in those State Farm commercials. Do you think they stole that? Was there like a leak in the...
It's not that unique of an idea. Anyone can be a basketball.
It would be amazing if we all three turned into basketballs all of a
sudden. Is that two pumpkins on top of each other? Yeah.
That's funny. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That is funny. Yeah. That is what I call humor.
Here's to you.
So did you do any of these costumes or shoes or anything?
No.
All right, Sam, I agree. Sam, he doesn't turn into a basketball. He just disappears and the basketball he's holding bounces. I get it. You're right. Beef says his soul goes into the ball.
This 2D animation is weird. It's like 3D.
You know, I think it is probably like a, it probably still is 3D.
Warner Brothers, drink.
Wait, he gets to be a normal guy?
Just for now, I think.
Oh no, Bugs is sad.
This is actually way better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually enjoying it.
Me too.
Is it because we're not paying attention too
much? Yeah, maybe. I just enjoy your company also.
Aww. Know?
What about me?
You're her, my perfect
She looked
angel.
Both sides. Oh. In the
you
comments,
to love your me. Phone.
No, I was sitting here.
Let us know if you guys are also enjoying it or if it's just us and we're freaks.
Dominic Toretto James. Space Jam.
Great swipe. Basketball.
I think we're about to see Lola.
Ooh.
I hope. I hope.
How did we synchronize so well?
I hope they play Lola by the Kinks when she shows up.
I love that song.
Me too. Lola.
Lola.
La 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 Lola. What a polite dog.
Yeah. I always think of Marvin the Martian, like I always associate Marvin the Martian with Clueless because there's a part where Brittany Murphy is like flirting with the like skater stoner dude. I can't remember the actor's name. And he's like, wants her to draw Marvin the Martian. She goes, "There's not much to him."
Damn, he got hit with the anti-gravity ray.
I want to do that.
I need that. Yeah. I need that for my boobs.
Got some anti-gravity.
Gabe is red and blushing. Oh, Marvin.
Why did they do that to him?
You know he gets angry, and you wouldn't like him angry.
No, you know, no. But to be fair, younger kids wouldn't know because nobody knows who Marvin the Martian is anymore. Mm.
They only know Jake Paul.
Wait, that was more of a Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Why? Get out of here. Debra.
It's a fine line between Ray Romano and Marvin the Martian. The two genders, Sam Ding said.
The two genders. Oh, here we go. Genius Bar. This was a particularly funny one.
Oh, this is fun. I like this.
I used to work at the Genius Bar. It looked very much like this.
Did you get like kind of flashbacks?
You know, I don't know.
You didn't.
Well, we had to like make the other people. I don't know if they'll use the extras that we made stuff for the scene. God, I love Pete, you know?
Yeah, Pete's great.
Yeah, I just really like him. This computer is definitely grooming this child, 100%. Like, there's no denying it.
This is fucked yes. up.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Wow.
But I also kind of like it because it's Don Cheadle, and he's, like, my favorite part of this so far.
He's so... Shout out in the comments your favorite Don Cheadle movie or performance. Gabe has one.
I love him in Boogie Nights so much.
Yes.
The scene in the donut shop is, yes. like... I don't know.
That's one of it's my favorite amazing. Movies.
I also agree my favorite Don Cheadle performance is in Space Jam 2, A New Legacy. It's fresh. It's new. It's happening.
God, I almost forgot he was in Boogie Nights. God, I should watch that again.
I really want to watch it.
Should we just turn this off and let's watch
Boogie Nights?
I love it. It's so good.
We could just watch it at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
He's wearing Marshall the Martian.
Sam Dings and Martian Mathers.
Good. That's good.
I love that.
I can't believe he's wearing his helmet. That's like such disrespect.
Yeah, don't you think that's fucked up?
I honestly, like, I'm sorry to, like, whoever this offends, but I'm not a huge Bugs Bunny fan.
You mean of Bugs Bunny specifically, him as a character?
Yeah, he is, like...
He's a dick.
He is not accountable. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yes. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Show some respect to an institution.
Respect my dick. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was rude. At all. I didn't know how it would land. It didn't land well. I'm sorry. See, that's accountability.
Why is he only naming Warner Brothers properties?
Why indeed?
Gonna have to do a full investigation.
He's like Mickey Mouse, and Bugs like
Gorsh.
Okay, so who is your favorite Looney Tunes character? Do you have one? This is for everyone.
I like Tweety Bird.
There are so few that aren't canceled.
Harry Potter,
in the flesh,
in Tom Ball, Texas, in it.
Jenna said the Abominable Snowman, and I do actually love that character who's like, I'll pet him and name him George to Bugs Bunny. Very cute.
That sounded like farts.
Oh no, Batman. LeBron has to be Robin.
I kind of hate that everything is a carrot with him.
Yeah.
You know, like not everything's a carrot.
He's a one note kind of guy.
Stop trying to make everything a carrot.
Oh, I do like Porky Pig.
He's a fucking dork.
Yeah, okay. I like him, okay.
I think I like that weird monster for some reason. Do you know what I'm talking about?
With the tennis shoes. Yeah, I love him. I feel very akin to him.
I don't know why, but that was one of my favorites growing up.
I had a VHS tape.
Oh, that witch lady's cool too.
What kind of car does Duffy drive?
I don't like his little like hair curl.
No. It's kind of power.
It's very
power
something
man.
About Mary.
There's something about Space Jam.
There's something about jizz hair.
So this is in the same universe as that raunchy Harley Quinn cartoon.
Yeah.
So
true.
That's interesting.
Ooh la la. Why is there a daycare right there?
City planning ain't what it used to be.
Oh, you know what? I also like Jenna brought up Foghorn Leghorn, and I do like that weird nerdy chick that is always frustrating Foghorn Leghorn. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm. I don't know the characters well enough to play this
game. Does Superman always have that little curl?
He does, yeah.
So that's what they were going for with Daffy, huh?
Yeah.
They just didn't really achieve it, huh?
No, because it looks more like a prince or like a pompadour sort of thing.
And then he left it behind.
He didn't need it anymore.
What the fuck?
God, I wish I could do that. Just run away from my hair sometimes.
I feel weird opinion. Controversial. I feel like LeBron doesn't give enough of a shit that his son is missing.
Yeah,
he's like having way too much fun.
Wait, Mad Max?
Oh, this is fun. This is very fun. A Coyote Mad Max crossover.
And I think they just used footage from the movie, it looks like.
It looks like, yeah.
Amazing. Just copy and paste.
The Roadrunner is cool. Coming from Arizona.
I like the Roadrunner.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Seth Green.
Oh,
no. Why? Oh my God, the chat's going wild with yeah babies. And
can I get a yeah baby in the chat, please?
I am. Oh yeah. Okay, this scene. Jesus
Casablanca?
Christ.
Casablanca?
Yeah.
What?
This is so fucked up.
So this scene was shot with the first director because we had a different director that got fired before Drunga. Malcolm D. Lee came in. So the old director shot all the scenes for Casablanca, so they had a totally different lighting situation than everything else.
Good thing it's like a black and white movie and is supposed to look kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, no!
Rick and Morty?
Oh, boy, get out of here.
They better show Pickle Rick now.
Yikes.
Honestly, like, good for them, you know? Like, get everything out.
Jenna just said in all caps, what is this movie? And honestly, I don't understand.
It's just like
there's the red guy with the sneakers.
Oh, yay! I love him.
I think it's just a big commercial to be like, hey, remember this movie?
It's kind of like Ready Player One, the movie, yes. Not the book.
Yes.
Where there was just like...
Exactly. I hated that movie a lot more than I hate this one.
Oh, yeah. True.
It was...
Which is also WB.
And I actually really liked Ready Player One.
Why is this racist character in here?
I know.
Who is that?
That's a Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, so a rapey skunk can't be in the movie, but a racist mouse can.
Well, but he's wearing not a racist costume.
Yeah, I guess so.
I made that jacket.
Nice.
Thank you.
Did they let you keep it so you could Matrix cosplay?
No, but can I tell you a funny story about that jacket?
Mm-hmm.
So we were looking at pictures of it and watching that scene in the lobby just like over and over to see what kind of jacket it was. It has like this little flap in the back and stuff. And we were going crazy because it's black, so it's really hard to see it. Even
oh, yeah.
We were like, we're watching the movie and slowing it down. And after the movie, I went into the Warner Brothers Museum that's on the lot. And they had the fucking jacket at the museum. I could have like gone and looked at the actual one. And I'm just like killing myself looking on the internet trying to figure it out.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
What? That's
there
rabbit.
She is.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. What?
My queen.
Oh,
and they took her titties away. Look at that.
Yeah.
L-O-L-A Lola.
La 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 la.
Some of us liked the titties, okay?
Always.
Some of us.
All of us, really. Okay.
But you know what they kept? That ass.
Can't hide that ass. Why does Wonder Woman get to have titty and Lola no?
That's sexist.
I mean, no, it's not.
Yeah, that's sexism.
Some people have titties, some people don't. It's fine.
They took
all
away
are
her
good.
Titty.
All
that's
are
true.
Good.
That's true. That's
but
true.
She
Anastasia,
had titty and they took it away from her.
Because she was too fucking horny.
Listen.
Or no she wasn't.
Listen.
People were too horny for her.
Titty,
that's
no titty, it's all good. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets.
Yay. Yeah, maybe Lola got top surgery.
Yeah.
Okay.
I trust her, you know? It's her body.
Sherlock said it's established that Lola has heavy hangers.
It's lore.
It's canon.
Yeah.
Don't you get it?
What movie is this supposed to be?
Is it like Game of Thrones?
That's what I thought, but that's not
but
WB.
This is not a thing. Well,
no,
they
I
do own it. Yeah, they own it.
Never mind.
This is like Daddy WB showing you like all his little
yeah
all his
all
little
his
babies
bits and pieces.
this one is really special to me.
Well, no, is this Gladiator? Do they own Gladiator? Because that's what it looks like.
This is like a comic book thing. Oh, it's Wonder Woman related.
Oh.
All right.
She's not wearing underwear. And
yeah, it's weird, actually.
Back then in Amazon times,
like, nobody wore underwear.
It's so high cut.
Also, do you know the story behind the creation of Wonder Woman? It's actually a really interesting story. This guy who was a Harvard professor and his wife, they had like an open marriage, and they invited this young student of the wife, actually, into their
marriage,
and then they had a throuple for the rest of their lives. They like raised their kids together, but the husband and the second wife, not the first wife, got super into S&M.
Wow.
And so if you read old Wonder Woman comics, it's a lot about bondage and stuff.
Yeah,
like the lasso of truth. She would like tie people up and yeah. Oh, Diana. Dame. 80.
The eyebrows.
All your friends.
All of our friends. Clay. NECA.
Okay, she's not a great actress.
Diana Taurasi's pretty good.
Sorry, she wasn't good. Sorry.
Did you measure all their butts?
I did.
Nice.
What were the measurements?
Perfect.
69, 420, 69.
They were, yeah. 69, 420, 69, 666. Nobody is concerned with the gravity of the situation.
No.
You know, Dombal just needs somebody to listen to him.
I know.
Should I buy a shiny jean suit?
Yeah. You would look great in it.
Thank you.
Mirror glazed.
What if you got like a jean mini skirt?
Ooh.
Okay.
And then this jean jacket. Okay. Shiny.
I'm listening.
Steal the code.
Pete, you're such a thief.
Pete is like a little more sinister than we thought.
Pete is really into S&M, actually. It's a little known story.
Same as the guy who did Wonder Woman.
Yeah. It's weird. I didn't want to bring it up like as you were talking about it. But.
You mean the actor who plays Pete?
No. Oh, he was fine.
Okay. The character was written.
Well, can I have another if there is one?
Sure.
Mommy.
Mama. Mama.
And then will you feed it to me?
Okay.
Greg brought up a good point that we should all get matching outfits for Cutie Nation.
Yeah.
Matching shiny jean suits.
Cutie Nation tuxedos. Kiss each other.
Father versus son. Kiss off.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, we're just cracking open some more brew dogs.
Bubbles.
Thank you.
What'd he shoot him with? Shrink ray. Classic.
Yeah. Gotta have the shrink ray.
And there's my big red monster man.
What is his name? Thank you, Mommy.
Mama.
Oh, no. Sam. There's two meanings for shoot.
What in the Game of Thrones hell is this? It's time for a little montage.
Where's Ron Weasley?
At home, probably. With Hermione.
They fucking?
Fucking.
That's gross.
I'm sorry. This is why I can't tell my mom to listen. Anytime I'm on a podcast, I'm like, did you know Ron Weasley is fucking?
He's fucking his wife.
Oh, no, look at the monster's bare ass.
This is what you guys are into.
Weird.
Oh, Speedy.
I never wanted to see what was under that fur.
I mean, I did, but I didn't want it to be boxers.
Yeah, I wanted to be full hog.
I'm also disappointed he's like white. I don't know. Is that weird?
It's fucked up.
I mean, he should have been just like
red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he's just some guy.
He's just a guy with a lot of hair. Wait, that's a Chappelle Show joke.
Yeah.
Own it. WB? Oh, I'm sure it is. Sorry, I just screamed.
WB logo.
Oh, drink.
Two of them. Double drink.
What are you laughing about, Gabe?
Sorry, I'm just
I don't remember.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad we waited for that.
I think this is supposed to be his same friend from the beginning scene.
Oh, Malik.
Yeah. This man is a gem, whoever he is. Get out of this man's booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to get back so to watching rude. How I Met Your
Why
Mother.
Why are you hassling him at work?
Jesus, he doesn't come to your work.
And
scream about LeBron to you.
There she is. Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah. Does she get sucked into the algorithm?
No, I wish. Only if she wanted to, you know?
Aww. Look at that.
What's happening with his mouth?
Pete doesn't have dental insurance because Warner Brothers
doesn't really offer benefits.
He's technically a contractor, so yeah. He can get benefits.
Yeah, they like shove him from one shell company to another.
They just dangle those benefit carrots in front of him.
Yeah, yeah. On this one, we'll give you full time hours.
No, we said you just need to do two more projects.
Pete should unionize.
Yeah, he should.
I got
handles. Rude. He doesn't have legs, dude.
Oh, Pete can rebound. I'm sorry.
You mean like in a relationship?
Yeah, like he actually, like, anytime there's strife, he can bounce back.
Oh, nice.
Like, he's really good at
it. He's resilient.
Yeah, he's resilient.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, Greg's getting really mad about the specifics of basketball. He said handles don't help rebounding.
I never knew.
Here we go.
You ready for this?
That was the original theme song to Dunktown. Y'all ready for this?
That's true.
That's true. Before we had a theme song, that's what we listened to.
No, guys, don't do this at home.
I do this with my dad all the time.
I'm always challenging him to like a milk drinking contest. Yeah.
Do not take your kids to see this.
I create rules and boundaries and just never tell my dad about them, setting him up to fail every time.
But I do expect him to know about
them. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
God, I wish I could get upgraded.
Sherlock said, you gotta cuck your dad, Dom.
Uh-oh.
Cucking your dad is an essential part of every young boy's life.
Ew.
That looks fun.
Yeah, that looks cool. I'd do that.
Yeah, I would do that for sure. I made this whole outfit.
That's a cool outfit, and it does look futuristic.
Thank you.
If I may say so. Also, look at him. He's got the moves in it.
It's because of my outfit. It makes him better at basketball.
Yeah. He's got mad handles.
And you look great.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like a very, like, androgynous look, which is very cool.
Yeah.
That's what Gen Z is all about.
Yeah.
Oh, he's younger than Gen Z, right? He's like the next one.
Well, I mean, I think by now, when in 2019, he was like 11.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's probably Gen Z.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What's the one after Gen Z?
They go back to A.
No, Gabe.
Jenna?
Nanny
Alpha.
Nanny McBee, yeah, asked a teen recently.
Jesus. Jenna. Today on Ask a Teen.
I was talking to my friend Nate yesterday, and he said,
"Oh, your friend Nate?
Well, wow. They don't
your
know.
Friend.
They don't know him.
My
so
exclusive
I'm
friend
explaining." Yes, I'm the only one who's friends with Nate. me. But he was talking about somebody and then was like, yeah, he's Generation Z. And I was like, Generation Z? You're not supposed to say the whole word.
What a weirdo.
I laughed really hard.
That sounds like a season of Degrassi or something.
that's true.
I called him a boomer. He got mad.
Just like a boomer would.
Yeah. Only a boomer would get mad.
Boomers love to get mad.
Generation Z. Now we should all say that to him.
He would be so mad.
Not right now.
Yeah, there's work to be done.
Yeah.
You guys have played zero basketball so far.
And I see no roses.
Oh, look. Those are the old Toon Squad uniforms. Peep 'em. From Space Jam
1.
The old legacy.
He wrote that on there ahead of time?
Yeah. Did he bring this with him?
He got digitized with it. Granny looks hot in her uniform.
You're so horny for Granny.
Anyone else? No?
No.
No? Gabe?
She's got those heavy hangers.
She needs a good
You want heavy
bra.
Hangers? Check out Granny, man.
She needs the gravity gun for her heavy hangers.
I mean, hubba hubba, Granny.
Looks like broccoli.
Mm.
I wonder if Bill Murray is going to be in this one.
I don't think so.
He was so essential to the last one.
He really was. A quarter days.
Double!
Sorry, I'm sorry. Jesus.
You got really excited. Whew,
excuse me. I made this.
Wow.
Why is he so shiny all the
Wait,
time?
Wait, can you make that for me?
I made this, and don't tell anyone.
Okay, we won't.
I have a picture of me wearing it.
Hell yeah. That's a cool-ass tracksuit.
Thank you.
Yeah, should we get matching tracksuits like that?
I have the pattern for it, and it fits me perfectly.
It's so dark.
Do you want to open the door? You can just push it.
Yeah, Gabe, you can push it. Ah, push it.
Push it real good.
Oh, baby.
Get up on this. This is a little better.
You can keep pushing.
Keep pushing.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. There's a guy washing his car.
That's okay. I think he's all right.
Oh, we have those lamps, Gabe. Do you want to try those?
Oh, that looks good. Good job.
Oh, okay. Now new animation style. This is
how you want to be daddy of the year.
I want to be daddy of the year.
Because now they have to play in the 3D world. So it'll be like actual people and tunes.
Tunes, as they say in Britain.
Tunes.
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 I do wish Granny had been played by a human woman. Although the words human woman are weird.
She looks like she's made out of felt.
Okay, now we've got more properties. I thought we were done with the properties.
Actually, this is my friend Ruth wearing it.
Cute. I love it.
It looks great.
It looks good on all of us.
Is she the same size as Don Cheadle?
So that's the funny thing about the suit is that it fit all of us.
That's cool.
The sisterhood of the traveling suit.
I know. It fit all. And we're wildly different. You'll put it in the corner.
Ooh, we're so bright now.
Oh my God,
you can control the brightness if you hold it down on the center one. Like if you tap it and hold it down.
This is what you guys wanted, huh? Maybe a little brighter.
That's good.
Maybe. And you can change the tone of the light with the other one if that helps.
Wow. Oh. This is really amazing.
That one, yeah.
This is an amazing
light. The orange one.
That one.
Does this look good, everyone? Tell us the truth. Be honest.
Warm tones.
Warm tones.
Oh, I'm glad this suit got so much play.
Yeah, this suit looks amazing.
Thank you.
I really do want one.
I asked first, so I'm first in line.
The only thing that sucks is that it actually is sequined, so it's very sweaty.
Yeah, okay.
I love it when my phone is like, hey, tune into the big game, and then it steals me. So this was what I spent most of my time doing, is that a lot of people get sucked into the game, and it's not only a Warner Brothers intellectual property TM, but it's also like people from all over the world.
So you had to do a bunch of random costumes from all over the world.
Yeah. So we made every single costume for the crowd. And it was really fun, actually, because walking around Warner Brothers when they were shooting this, it felt like you were like in an old timey studio lot, because you'd have like the guys from Clockwork Orange and the people from Harry Potter.
Ernie!
That is very Ready Player One.
He was there on the same day as Sarah Silverman.
Nice.
I don't know if they talked to each other, though.
I wonder.
Maybe. I think they kissed.
Oh, you.
I heard a rumor.
Yeah, okay.
Unconfirmed, but.
On TMZ.
I like his basketball sweater. God, that's. Yeah, I need to make more of those. I still have
the
that
color
trim.
Is really good.
It looks so good. Like,
thank you.
All of the little sequins moving with him.
Jeremy Piven right here, right behind us.
Yeah.
I modeled him. He's actually a pretty good double for Don.
Wow. So this body form behind us is from this movie, essentially.
that suit was on it.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Let me see if I have a
picture. We're in the presence of...
Oh my God, getting that stupid uniform to line up on the slide was a nightmare.
Why did they? I don't like the shorts.
Why?
Having,
yeah.
It looks bad.
And it's also like, it's never going to lay right because they're moving around.
Yeah. Like, even in the animated characters, it doesn't line up correctly.
It doesn't make any sense.
I can't find it.
These were
it
some
also
of-
just looks bad. Not good. It looks like a gunshot or something.
Also, Jenna's mad that the shorts aren't shorter.
So yeah, this is a picture. You can't see it from over here. You can just
give it to Gabe. That's Gabe's
hand. This is a picture of the Jeremy Piven doll behind us wearing the jacket.
This is an exclusive for the people in the
breaking,
live stream.
Breaking.
Live stream exclusive.
We did not make this. We bought this in downtown LA.
Nice.
Somewhere.
I love that you can just go buy that.
We live in a magical city, that's for sure.
We do.
And we had some amazing buyers on the show. Like, there
on movies, you have people in the costume department whose whole job is to source fabrics or like know about every single store in LA. And that's their whole job. And ours were incredible. And that's a hard job, man.
Yeah, that sounds hard. I'm sure it's a lot of driving. And let me tell you, it's not fun to drive in LA.
Driving in LA, let me tell you.
Let me be the first to complain about traffic.
When Gabe got back to LA, what did you think, Gabe?
Oh, my God. I did not miss the traffic.
You heard it here first.
I did not miss it.
You guys have traffic in Denver. Gabe doesn't go anywhere.
I've been caught in Denver traffic. It sucks.
It's not as bad. There's no. It's not even close.
Well, no, it's not as bad, but it exists.
Yeah. Gabe said, "Yeah, I pulled the mic away too soon."
God,
so why
Cheadle
did they change
hero.
The name to the Goon Squad?
Yeah, what the fuck? What the fuck?
I wonder if like Michael Jordan had anything.
Wet fire. What does wet fire mean, people?
What is happening? Who are these people?
That's Diana Taurasi and that's Nneka Nwumike, and wet fire is
but
Clay
why,
Thompson.
Where is the Monstars?
There's no Monstars.
These are the Goon
Squad. Turn it off.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Wait, didn't they shoot this before AD was on the Lakers? Or maybe it was right after.
This was like July of 2019.
Okay. I think he was already on the Lakers by then. Yeah. Dominic Toretto James.
I made his little hoodie. And then they had us remake the jerseys because Nike wanted their logo bigger and on the very top.
And they wanted a hole.
And they, what?
Remember when he landed in the
the big hole?
Oh,
yeah. It was a big Nike swoosh.
Yeah, they wanted the hole. They would not do without
the
hole.
There were so many phone calls. We want hole. We want hole.
Mr. Nike and all his sons.
What hole do we got to do to get a hole? That's what they said.
We're not paying for this shit without a hole. Okay. I feel like now all of a sudden Dom is like 55 years old, right?
Yeah, he aged quite a bit.
Yeah.
Why so serious, Dad? Is what he should have said.
We live in a society.
Yeah, where's the Joker? Come on.
Is he WB? Yeah,
yeah,
he is.
He's Batman.
Yeah.
LeBron's son has Stockholm syndrome from being kidnapped by Don Cheadle.
Yep.
Okay, Gabe had to make it serious.
Actually, we made every single Joker throughout the year, so they better be here.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. When Gabe and I and Andrea were in Japan for Halloween, that was the most popular costume by far. All kinds of Jokers. Littering the streets of Tokyo. Everywhere you turned, there was Heath Ledger Joker.
Every kind of Joker.
Just list them off.
Heath Ledger Joker's the only one I know.
What about, who's the last
one? You gotta dunk on our son to get him back.
You gotta cuck your son.
You guys have to cuck each other.
Oh. So with her with the snaky Mrs. Snaky
Diana Taurasi, the goat.
They had us make.
Wait, why wasn't she a fucking goat? This is bullshit.
Oh, yeah,
sorry, go
weird,
ahead.
Actually, why wasn't she a goat?
Why is she a snake?
I guess she's like snakes are cool.
What's her name in the Goon Squad? Do you know?
I can't remember.
In the chat, let us know. Oh, White Mamba. That makes sense.
Yes,
makes sense. Okay.
Oh, but we had a kind of like, if the White Mamba wore a basketball uniform, how would she wear it? So I made her like a little skirt and like a little skirt. But I see they've decided to just go with like her shirt ends in a tear off.
Yeah, she's like Winnie the Poohing, essentially.
She's totally Winnie the Poohing.
Okay.
Yeah, she should have been the goat. I'm sorry. Diana Taurasi should have been the goat.
He's so wet. He's so wet.
But he's fire.
I mean, I understand wet fire because he was a Splash Brother.
Who's a Splash?
Oh, no. What did he say, Gabe?
It's because he's wet and he's fire.
Oh, my God. I should have known.
He didn't even say anything about Splash Brothers.
So, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry for a long time were called the Splash Brothers, and Agata always thought that was gross.
It does sound kind of semen-ish,
right? It sounds like brothers who do it.
Yeah. It's incestuous.
Yeah.
Also, like, is everyone else like slipping all over the court? He's just leaving a trail of wedges.
Greg just did the gum emoji.
Some of them just have like an unfair advantage, you know?
Well, I mean, right now, I would say the Goon Squad's going to win it.
Yeah, they probably are just going to take it. I mean,
they're just going to win it, right?
They got to win it.
There's no way these Looney Tunes are going to win it.
They can't. They're so much worse.
I'm sorry. Naka's just making buckets off his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is insane.
That was what's happening to Baby Jane in the background. I made that dress.
What the fuck? I didn't even
Betty Davis?
That.
No? Anyone?
I love that.
I'm writing a letter to Daddy.
That's the song she sings in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Just that's for the real ones, you know?
Nika!
We made all of the old Batman guys.
I saw clown, I think.
There's the
I
mask.
Saw clown.
There's the mask.
Oh, my God. Yes. The mask.
Yeah.
Mr. Applehead.
Smoke
it.
I love it.
Everyone
should follow the Instagram account motivating.mask.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful, real posting tonight.
Run by
a goddess friend.
My personal best friend. No one else has ever met him. And he's trying to go viral with his motivational posts about the Joker or about the mask. And I'm assisting him with my social media knowledge.
I'm getting a little bored, guys. Oh, I'm glad Pete is back.
Wait, did he do it off of Bronze Foot?
Clown, that's the it clown.
Oh,
Pennywise. Pennywise.
I made him.
I saw clown. Is that what you said?
I saw clown.
I saw clown, and I won't be quiet about it.
Yeah. You're blind, ref. Honestly.
This was what I made the clown's buttons out of.
Ooh, that's
it's a
fun.
Boa.
Jesus, that's a lot feather of costumes boa buttons. To make.
Hell yeah, girl.
Look, there's like 1,000 people.
Look, this is the Pennywise costume before we trimmed it for the actor that wore it.
Nice.
Cool.
You see his fluffy little buttons?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. I love the bell bottoms.
Do you want to show them to the
exclusive
to the
for the live stream?
Class?
You get to see this Pennywise.
Clown. That's clown. That's a goddess
that's clown. Foghorn Leghorn just got ejected. Okay,
you,
we missed it. Oh, Voldemort!
And Mr. Freeze! I made that robe.
Wait, oh, that was not Voldemort. It was Mr. Freeze.
Oh, it was Voldemort at home wearing his robe.
I thought maybe he was just a relaxed Voldemort.
Yeah, he's relaxed in the movie.
Yeah, those are the guys from Superman, too. We did every Superman movie. I wish that had been Voldemort wearing his little pajama.
She just licked her face. That was
hot.
Nasty.
Oh, I mean nasty.
You're such a freak. You're a freak for a snake lady.
I just don't like bugs. I'm sorry.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not insects. No, you insects. Love insects.
Love them. Love them.
God, I hope Ernie got paid so much for this. Because this was probably more than a day's work for Ernie, right? Or no?
I think it was maybe two.
Nice. Ernie can send his kids to college now, is what Jenna said. His kids probably already graduated college, I hope. Unless he's still having kids.
It was funny. It was hard to cast people for this. Like, big celebrities did not want to be in this movie somehow.
I maybe wouldn't either.
Ah, my clown.
Oh, look at it. Hi. Look at the clown outfit.
He's doing such a good job. Thank you for selling it, baby.
They're White Walkers.
And
you see the Ice King?
Ice King.
I'm so proud of my little Pennywise for selling it. All these guys were background, so none of them got paid properly. Aww. But they were there the whole time.
That's wild.
Wow.
Oh, and my droogs.
What's a from Clockwork Orange?
They're cool.
It's basically a big Halloween party.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I can't tell you who said no. A lot of people said no.
Well, they were like announcing it, like a lot of the players didn't want to be in it.
Yeah,
but I feel like that's actually good because I feel like NECA was like a later edition. Oh my god, what is happening?
Yeah, what is happening? Oh, it's Dame time. It's Dame slowed time down.
I feel like this goes against the rules of basketball. I think this is traveling, no?
No.
He doesn't have the ball. I think the ball's just like in the air. Wait, is this a Dame original song?
This is basically what LeBron and I did together.
You were like that, zipping around him, measuring his butt.
Bless.
It is. It was Dame Dalla, I think. Right, Greg? Is that what you're saying? Rapping?
He's like, oh, stupid pirate costume.
I'm so happy. Oh, I love Mr. Freeze. That was one of my favorite costumes.
You should have kept that robe. It's cool as hell.
I have the pattern for it.
Let's make robes. All of a sudden, you're like booked up for 6 months just making us outfits.
It's just the Mr. Freeze robe over and over. We just keep getting shit on it.
Uh-oh. He's maybe broken. I don't think LeBron's going to win it.
NECA?
He's out.
Oh, no, you guys. Oh, no.
They're done.
How are they going to pull it out?
He's never getting
impossible.
His son back.
Impossible.
Wow.
Honestly, this feels very real. Like when your kid's a teen.
And he gets sucked into the server.
Yeah, and the internet. And is just like... Gotta loved
it.
You love the coyote it. With his ass on fire. and a big don't ass sign.
I do like that Lola has an ass. I'm sorry to keep bringing it back to this. I'm embarrassed.
We're allowed to.
But let's not just talk about her body, okay? Let's talk about everyone's body. Let's talk about Daffy's body.
Granny.
What about his ass?
True. Is that Sylvester?
Daffy looking good.
Let's get Pepe Le Pew in here.
This is the Bulls song, right?
Yeah.
Beef, is this right? Yeah.
Wait.
It's Grant Parsons Project?
It's not Grant Parsons.
Wait, is this?
Alan Parsons
Project. Is this Michael Jordan?
Oh my God. Wait, what the fuck?
No way.
No. Oh, Michael Jordan. This is amazing.
This is perfect.
Hell yes.
My God. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
God, he's so hot.
I love Michael
Jordan. The sexy level went up
so
like 100.
I'm so happy right now.
I loved that.
This is perfect.
I love it.
I'm so pleased I didn't know this.
Oh, Friday Night Lights. I love it. My favorite show.
It's true.
I love it.
Wrong, Jordan.
Why is that so funny?
I love that. Wow.
Damn.
Did he even have a line or did he just come out and stare?
I think it just kind of really is like showing how they weren't able to get Michael Jordan.
Yeah, basically.
What else was he doing?
I mean, I bet he was. Why didn't he do this, actually?
Isn't it because him and LeBron hate each other?
No.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No?
I mean, there's a rival. There's a GOAT rivalry, of course.
I've just heard that he's a total dick and that, like, he hates everyone.
Oh, well, that's true. Probably true.
Yeah.
And I bet they couldn't have offered him enough money.
No, I think they probably tried, you know?
Yeah.
He's
Jordan wouldn't play second
fiddle. Look at Granny's ass. Sorry. She's got a dump truck.
Wow.
He's realizing that your kids aren't an extension of you, you know?
God.
Wait, named his son Bronny.
I mean, not in this universe.
Yeah, but he should take his own advice.
Yeah, he should. I think he's actually said it. I think there was an episode of The Shop where LeBron said he wishes he hadn't named his son LeBron because that's too much pressure to put on your kid.
I feel the same way. I would never name my son or daughter Agata just because they will never live up to me.
Wait, what about Agato?
Agato.
Agato.
Your son Agato has to exist.
Ba 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 basketball.
No.
Say Deborah.
That first half was interminable, Deborah.
How much is left in the movie?
Oh my god,
there's
probably
2 hours.
Oh, pleasantly surprised.
Not that.
We're deep in the third act.
What'd you say, Gabe?
30 minutes.
30 minutes left.
30 minutes. 30 minutes, everyone.
Sorry, that was my fault. I kept pulling the mic away from Gabe.
Wait, did anyone drink LeBron's secret stuff?
Yeah, there was no secret stuff. This is fucked up.
10:39?
They should have drank Michael B. Jordan's secret stuff.
Damn.
You like Tweety?
I changed my mind.
I wasn't judging or anything.
It sounded very judgmental.
You know, I feel like Tweety was very... Tweety was very cool clothing-wise when I was a kid. Like,
true.
People always had, like, Tweety shirts and, like, jackets and stuff.
And Tweety wore lots of outfits, you know?
Wait, why doesn't Dame just come in and stop time again?
You know, the logic of the game. Oh, there we go. Smoking.
So how much did they pay Jim Carrey to come in to do that?
Scale. It was kind of like a weird competition every day because only the like most animated background would get on camera that day. But they were there like probably every shoot day, probably like 30 days shooting the Space Jam. And so some people started being favorites. So that's why the Droogs are in there so much because they were everyone's favorite because they were all so funny and nice.
Nice. I love that.
Oh, no.
Don't.
Please don't.
don't.
Most of them have speech impediments.
Oh no.
I didn't like that joke.
Please, please, please let me.
Sam Ding said I have to mute it. Look. Oh, nice. Actually, didn't Biggie have a speech impediment too? So this kind of makes sense.
A lot of people who have speech impediments actually are singers.
Like, nice.
You remember in that?
Oh, Carly.
Carly Simon. Boys in the Trees.
So me and Natalia both read the Carly Simon memoir, Boys in the Trees. Highly recommend it.
Very
it's
good.
So good. But it was interesting because she read the audiobook. And she talks about how she had a speech impediment and even reading the audiobook made her nervous and she had to do takes over and over again. Mm.
I think it's pretty common that you can sing if you stutter, but you can't talk.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like that was the King's Speech.
That's why he sang it.
Yeah.
This is the King's Speech.
I am the king. I am singing.
We're going to war with
France.
That
movie was a musical.
Yeah. They didn't go to war with France. They went to war with Germany.
Whatever. Same thing.
He messed
up. I meant France. I did not like how he like birded out right there.
Why does he have a unibrow? AD's supposed to be the only unibrow.
Pete doesn't want to swallow. Oh, watch out!
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Control Pete your emotions.
Alone. Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay, Voldemort's pissed.
Whoa, Matrix guy kind of got a big move
canceled.
There. He
yeah.
was like, oh, nope, I'm not doing anything.
Mr. Smith.
Let's go Toons. Let's go Toons. Let's go Toons. Let's go Toons. What are you saying?
What are you saying? I can't hear you.
The people, louder. They love us.
So some of the crowd has to be digitized, right?
Yeah, they got scanned and then they got copy and pasted. This Hell all yeah. was in one of the stages at Warner Brothers, okay. And everything was green all around except for the floor. And
wow,
these guys were like on bleachers all around them, and then they kept moving them depending on what
makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's Dorothy. We made her dress. She looks great.
Why do they want a bunch of balls?
Why
oh,
not?
Oh, they're just getting buckets
points.
This doesn't feel
yeah.
legal.
What?
No. Oh, the coyote.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Uh-oh. What have you done? Why didn't they just put LeBron in the machine?
Yeah.
And make 12 of him?
Oh, and he got 96 Wileys.
Are we having fun yet?
Are we having fun yet?
Ordinary fucking people.
Uh-oh.
Ordinary fucking people.
Best show.
Look at that ass. Look at that.
God, shut up, Daffy.
Yeah, Daffy's always such a downer.
Mr. Freeze is really going at it with the facial expression.
I think that's why he's getting featured so much.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of him.
So it's Dame versus Granny. Dame's gonna win.
Is the game now 1-on-1?
Yeah, where's the rest of the team? I'm sorry, but this feels
not
like a bad idea.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. He's an old man.
Oh, no.
What happened to his handsome face?
Oh, my God.
I think it's a Matrix joke, but it was not good.
What in the AARP hell?
What in the Game of Thrones?
What in the Game of Thrones?
Wait, I like his son's sweater that's just a black that looks like it's a basketball.
It's so good. I want it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Jam time. Okay. The monsters.
Wait, why are they there?
What the hell?
That was fucked up.
Also, the monsters look like Ursula's in the Little Mermaid buggies.
Agata was just singing that one day and she goes, what is that?
I'm sure I was just copying you.
Yeah, I think someone else said it. It was funny.
Honestly, Catwoman not really selling it, and that's a bummer because her costume rules.
I need more from her.
Look at that.
It's cool. We all need to get that sweater.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Beef said, whooped your ass, son. You suck. You're never going to be as good as dad, you little bitch. Go live in a computer full time, nerd.
What?
There's some sexual tension right there.
Kiss. I was actually standing right behind this bench for this scene, and it was really awkward because Don Cheadle was going nuts.
He was yelling at you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I heard actually that he was mad at you.
Get ahead in the game.
I gotta say, he seemed genuinely mad to be there, but he really channeled it into his work like a true professional.
I mean, he is a very good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Everyone's being so mean to Dom.
But Dominic Toretto, please say his full name.
To Dominic Toretto. But honestly, they didn't make Dominic Toretto very likable. Like, there's nothing super appealing about him.
Why'd the algorithm get a literal child to do this?
Oh, because he's like extremely good at computes, and
right.
Like his dad is King James and the algorithm just wants
him.
Yeah. Lola always bringing up the charge.
Well, get in line, algorithm, because I think Rihanna's next.
Ooh. And I'm next in line for Rihanna. Hey, there's a mask. Give me back the mask.
The mask.
I need to be motivated.
No, that's fucking bad.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
He really stands out.
He really does.
His yellow suit.
Sometimes you gotta dunk on your son.
Did you make the mask suit?
The mask suit was made by Mr. Lim Taylors on Wilshire.
Love it. Love the detail.
I believe we did make his little tie, though.
Nice.
Oh, they both learned lessons.
I feel like it's a little trimmy trim.
This scene feels earned.
I was just thinking this whole thing could use a little trimmy trim around the edges.
I don't really know what's happening.
I don't really care. I just wish that they would just make it snappier.
Yeah.
Let's get to the end of the Space Jam.
Yeah, this movie is too long.
Yeah.
Every movie, though, is too long.
Honestly, I think like an hour and 10 minutes, perfect length for every movie.
Yeah. Can we, everybody listening to this, can we really for real get a campaign going to tell people, movie makers, how 90 minutes max, dude.
Max. 69 minutes preferred.
Yeah. 69 minutes.
I love a
just
short little movie.
Jokes, but. One of my favorite movies of all time is 30 minutes long, and it's perfect. So,
what movie is that?
That's not a movie, that's a YouTube video.
It's La Jetée by Chris Marker.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
I always think Gabe wants to say something and I just give him the mic and he goes, no.
He's shy.
That's what DVD extras are for, right? Like, if people really want to watch the extra scenes, they can see them.
The director's cut.
Us dummies, we just want to see the important stuff.
He's doing so good. Like, his face, you know?
He's really embodying the character.
Yeah. I feel so proud of him.
I also kind of feel like the best art is made within constraints. Mm. Like, you've got to put constraints on yourself.
Mm.
And keep it to 90 minutes, baby.
I truly believe that I could say with all certainty that this is not a movie that had any constraints when it was being made. And I think that's one of the downfalls of most of this kind of
for sure
film.
This blockbuster filmmaking.
I do. How old is Bronny now?
He's like, what, like 20?
No, Lil Bronny?
Yeah.
He's in high school.
Oh, right.
Is he like the right age to watch this movie?
Oh, he's old. He's 16.
Do you think that he knows that his dad made this movie for him, you know? Do you think he feels good about it?
You know what?
Oh, King Kong.
Uh-oh.
King Kong is an extremely racist movie.
Yeah. I think LeBron is probably extremely open with his kids, and he seems like the kind of guy that talks to them a lot about emotions and their relationship and stuff.
He definitely is a good dad.
Yeah, it really seems that way. He was really good with his own team, too. Like, everyone really respected him, and he was very kind to everyone.
Aww. Whoa, look at Cheadle. I like their little handshake.
Damn, he like got some muscle in the upload.
I wonder if Cheadle was like, can I always stay like this? Beef me up, daddy.
Blow me all the way up, please.
Uh-oh.
Cheat code.
What the hell?
Lila is so fuzzy. She's so fuzzy.
Do you like it or no?
No, I like it. I think
you want to touch her?
Like a little scratch on the cheek.
Did the movie just get louder somehow?
I don't think so.
Or maybe just Cheadle's louder.
Oh, burp, burp, burp.
Two by two is
going to be the climax of the movie.
Two by two said, wow, the last minute is taking 45 minutes, just like a playoff game. Am I right? It's true.
Oh, ended already.
Damn.
Wow.
Dunked on him.
That is on, that's got to be on a disrespectful dunk compilation.
Wow. I love when they swing like dick first.
Yeah, dick first into the defender. Yeah, no doy he's cheating. This whole game is not regulation.
You literally had a cannon that like multiplied basketballs.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed. He's cheating. I'm sorry, Daffy.
This is a kid's movie.
That was...
What did he say?
Gabe,
I can't repeat it.
He called him a disbleepable son of a bleep.
What?
He essentially said, son of a bitch, but he said son of a something else. Glitch.
You despicable son of a glitch? I hate that. I hope I get deleted.
Wait, why?
I'm just so tired. You know?
Yeah, I know. I need a rest.
Just put me in the recycle bin for a little while.
Oh, Dom, this isn't the real world. We'll be fine. Fucking nerd. This isn't Fortnite.
I wish it was. They should make a movie out of Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is that in the works? Actually, LeBron just got added to Fortnite.
Did
right?
He?
Yeah. And he, there's going to be a Taco Tuesday pop-up here in L.A. I have no idea what's special about it, except that it's in somehow related to LeBron and Fortnite. It's like promoting Fortnite.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really got a, he got buffed out.
Why are his straps skinnier? Just to like show off his traps?
Yeah.
Or...
yeah.
I feel like he got his suit digitally altered.
You didn't do that?
No.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I feel like he thinks he looks real sexy though, you know?
Yeah.
He feels really confident.
Oh, Pete, don't do it.
I feel like
okay, Pete's it's getting chippy turn. Out there.
What? Why is this taking so long?
Great question.
We really don't need slow motion right now.
Lola, why don't you fucking believe in your teammate Bugs rather than saying Bugs no?
What in the son of a glitch? This is this dramatic moment is completely earned.
I believe this I can
is,
fly.
Yes, this is just like the first one.
Gabe is telling us not to sing that song for licensing reasons.
We just got a cease and desist from R. Kelly. Throw it.
Extend your arm.
Okay, sure.
Okay, he's good at frisbee too,
why
I guess.
Why not? Son! You're cheating.
Every so fucking one exhausting. Is cheating.
How many times can you write that's cheating in one script?
Seriously, I did write it a lot in a script I did about a woman who has an affair on her husband.
I did write it a lot in a script about two toddlers
playing Chutes and Ladders.
That's cheating.
I did write it a lot in my remake of Quiz Show.
That's a good movie.
That's cheating.
He did it, you guys.
How did fucking
what
finally.
Does this mean? I actually don't understand.
They all get to get out of the server and not have to be trapped for the server making movies for Algie, who like was gonna enslave them.
Oh yeah, that's so funny. Both Space Jam movies are about slavery. There's like a really sad part in the first one where you're just like, what the fuck?
Oh my god.
Okay, they're back in 2D animation, even though it's still kind of 3D.
Ugh. So boring.
Tom Guff said, I feel like I'd rather live in the server.
Yeah. What's wrong with these people? They want to go back to real life because they're rich. Am
that's
I right?
True. That's true.
Must be nice.
Must yeah. be nice to want to live in real
Must
life.
Be fucking nice. Oh, this is very.
Thank you so much for booking me for 2 days.
Bugs is dead forever.
Who cares?
Oh my god. Why would this be happening to Bugs and no one else? Like,
because he did the step back move. He was sacrificed himself. He's a real martyr.
Is it? Am I weird thinking that Bugs was kind of hardly in this movie?
Yeah, but he also too much.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's because we weren't paying
busy.
Attention.
He was cast in something else.
She looks weirdly horny.
She's always horny.
She loves a man on his deathbed.
She's like flushed.
Yeah, Bugs was in it a bunch when they were like going through all the properties. But yeah, he kind of like wasn't really in that game very much.
Sorry.
We're like yawning. Ooh, it's like,
sorry, guys.
This movie's so long.
Can you just die already?
Natalia!
What?
I agree. The chat was talking about who the J.R. Smith is. Because LeBron famously in game one of the finals against the Warriors in 2016 got mad at J.R. Smith for not realizing how much time was left. What was the consensus, everyone? Who's the J.R. Smith?
Did Bugs just die?
I hope so. Jinx!
He ascended.
Danny, that's all of us.
Oh yeah.
Can you imagine LeBron looking at you saying baby and then lifting you up?
I want him to lift me up so bad.
Yeah. Baby.
Who's that guy?
That's Malik.
Who also was hardly in this movie except for being an asshole to the security man. Oh,
yeah, what the fuck? What's the point of even having him in the movie?
Purple jeans?
He had a much bigger part when I first read the script.
Oh.
I think this is one of those things where they shot a whole bunch of stuff and hoped to piece something together.
Right. Honestly, they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, not bad.
For all of the crazy, you know, two directors and whatever they had.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks great. I just don't get... He has an older son.
Yeah.
Like, who's good at basketball. Leave Dom alone, you know? So that's, all of your kids need
let
to
be... Let him be a dork that plays his Game Boy.
He's I guess this is him. What's happening.
I wish he had been wearing a crop top sweatshirt, like, barely below the nips. It would be so perfect for
well,
him.
Well, Jimmy Butler has worn that before.
A crop top?
A crop top sweatshirt.
Nice. I really feel like he shouldn't stop his own son in the middle of the street as he's crossing it.
Yeah. What if he just gets hit by a car right now? I love like you, girl. Dad.
No.
Okay, well, that wasn't the ending.
Oh, no. He's back.
Wait, he's in our world now?
This is a horror movie. I really did.
Natalia had a huge sigh of relief.
I thought you were gone.
Not only is he not dead, but he's in the human world now. He's gonna fucking Kato Kalen LeBron and just be like living in his pool house all day and eating his food and stuff.
He's never been to Tinseltown. That's not canon. Bugs has been to Tinseltown.
He just said Taco Tuesday.
I brought the whole gang with me.
You think we're about to get a That's All Folks or no?
Yes.
Who's going to do it, though? I bet Porky Pig's going to be there and LeBron's going to push him out of the way and say it.
This is my favorite part, guys, where I am not in the credits.
Yeah, look for Natalia. She's
I am
not there.
In there.
It's fucked up.
All of my other coworkers from the costume department are in there, but nobody who made any of the costumes is in the freaking...
That's bullshit.
It's fucking yeah. bullshit.
Everyone, write
pissed.
To your Congress rep.
Wait, Zendaya was Lola Bunny?
Oh, that makes sense.
I missed that.
That makes sense because I never saw
her. Oh, no,
look
at Foghorn Leghorn looking at Roscoe's being sad.
Oh, no.
All of his friends are being eaten. Everyone in the comments is saying justice for Natalia.
Oh, thank you guys. Thank you so much. People who make costumes are people too. People don't just show up to the Space Jam wearing the Pennywise costume.
It takes work to build the Voldemort / Mr. Freeze.
There's gotta be like a secret ending, right?
Oh, right now, shout out to all of my costumers. It's about to be the costume departments.
Nice.
In the credits. All the costumers did a good job. Lining up those circles was a hell of a job, honestly.
I mean,
so.
Greg said if someone did show up wearing the Pennywise costume, it'd be terrifying.
But honestly, that is how some background people are. Really?
No.
Yeah.
Jenna says the costumes were beautiful.
Thank you so much, you guys. It's all for the kids, you know?
2x2 says truly the best part.
Oh, so sweet. I thought grandma's ass was the best part, but thank you. It's true. That was much better than I thought it would be.
Should we go around and give our rating?
Yeah.
For the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, Agata, do you want to start?
What do you mean by rating? I don't want to start.
Okay, I'll start. What I was looking for, basically, my baseline was, is it better than Space Jam 1? I think it kind of is. Space Jam 1's really bad.
Hard to be better.
It looks terrible. This movie looked some of the 3D animation, I was like, these characters look weird and disembodied, but it still looked better than the first Space Jam.
That was like 25 years ago.
All in all, better. I paid about 10% attention to about 10% of this movie, and I think that was enough. So I'm going to give it 4 out of 10 Elmer Fudd heads.
Pretty good.
Okay, I also thought this was better than the first Space Jam. But mostly just for like the story felt simpler. The original Space Jam is like it's very complicated.
Yeah.
I thought this was a little simpler, and I like Don Cheadle. Maybe that was it.
You know, yeah.
Maybe Don Cheadle won me over. But, I would say, great exhibition of the heavy hangers. And I thought having, like, the goon squad seemed pretty cool. So I'm going to give it 3.5 out of 6 granny tits.
Damn. Boop. Leave a message after the down.
What about you, Natalia?
I gotta say, I'm biased both toward and against this movie for various reasons. Against, it was hard. It was hot. They didn't put me in the freaking credits. For LeBron was great. It was fun. I got to work with my friends, and I got paid. So I'm gonna give it 6 out of 6 heavy hangers.
Nice. I disagree with you guys because the original Space Jam is perfect. It's a little bit rude to slander it. Such a part of American culture. Did I like this? No. I give it 2 out of 10 it clowns.
That's actually reduced to 1 out of 5 it clowns.
No, it's 2 out of 10. They're friends and they're pair.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. I mean,
all right.
Ups and downs.
Yeah. You know, we'll never watch this again, probably, unless we are forced to for this podcast.
I am going to watch this again tomorrow in theaters at the Chinese theater At 420, find me there. I'm not kidding. But you'll never recognize me because you don't know what I look like.
They do know what you look like.
They're looking at you. Right
they're looking at you.
This is all not right. My real face.
That's true. She's wearing a mask, actually. It's kind of weird.
Smoking.
Well, thank you to Natalia for being here.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming to my studio.
Do you want to plug anything?
I'll plug...
What else have you worked on
lately?
Or just that's out that they could go watch.
Ooh, Blind Spotting on Stars and on Hulu right now. I did the costumes for that. That was a really fun one with a lot of social commentary, but also funny.
Nice.
Let's see. I'm working on Saved by the Bell season 2. I worked on Saved by the Bell season 1. I hear it's really good, actually, but I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should all watch it.
Yeah, we should watch it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, you worked on Perry Mason.
Yeah, Perry Mason, Barry season 2. Barry season 3 is actually finally in the works. They called me, but
oh, nice.
It's in Culver City, so it's in the West Side, which doesn't exist. Might as well be on another planet. So RIP Barry.
Oh
wow.
Yeah.
I gotta catch up on that show.
It's so good.
I love Barry.
Me too.
Wait.
That's what? King James.
We just got Porky Pig stuttering.
Porky.
That's
Porky.
All folks. But he didn't pop out of the screen. What the fuck?
I feel like
it was only audio.
I feel
they just like teased why? Us. Why that's like blue balls, right?
Yeah. Wow. I need some release.
All right. Well, thank you to everyone who joined.
That was so much
hope
fun.
Hope you guys had fun.
Yeah. I hope this was worth
all
it.
All the jackets in the movie.
And don't tell your friends about how short LeBron's jacket was. Thank you.
Have a good night, everyone. Thank you for coming on this journey with us. We love you.
Love you. See you in the serververse.
Bye.
Bye. For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @echo_mint and on Instagram at Agata Monica. Anastasia is on both at Anastasia Vigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Tomingus for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.